The meeting at the Attorney General's office occurred just 3 days after the group Citizens for Two Voices filed a federal antitrust lawsuit. The suit alleges that the newspaper agreement violates antitrust law and threatens the future of the Salt Lake Tribune by cutting its revenues in half. Kara Porter is an attorney for the Citizens Group that brought the lawsuit. She met with attorneys in the newly formed Markets and Financial Fraud Division in the state attorney general's office.
We're glad to see the state of Utah looking into this joint operating agreement. The state has maybe the most significant interest in making sure that neither of the valley's newspapers is prematurely terminated.
There is already an ongoing U.S. Department of Justice investigation, but Porter says there are limits to what the DOJ can do, and the state has different antitrust laws.
In some cases, the state antitrust division can move more quickly. They're on the ground. They can have face-to-face contact with people. They understand who the players are, so they can have an effective separate investigation, or sometimes they can even team up with the federal government.
Spokesperson for the Utah Attorney General's office, Missy Larson, confirmed that there is an open investigation, but declined to give details at this time. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.